Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Avanu Zivug Hagon B'Karov Mamish. Now in the previous Mishnah we said that if a Ketana was married and she got divorced from her husband, he gave her a get, so then she's considered like she was married 100%. However, if she did Mion, she walked out, she wasn't considered married even in the first place. So now we explain what relevance that has. The Mishnah tells us, Hama'enes Ba'ish, let's say she did Mion to the man, Humata B'Krav Yisrael, V'himutaris B'Krav Vav, V'loi P'salam and HaKuhuna. He's allowed to marry her relatives, she's allowed to marry his relatives, and she's not possible from Kuna. That's because it's like she was never married. However, Nasan Laget, if he had given her a get, so who also B'Krav Yisrael, V'hias B'Krav Vav, V'psalam and HaKuhuna. He's allowed to marry her relatives, she's allowed to marry his relatives, and she's puzzled to marry Kain because she's considered a grusha. Now the Mishnah goes on to talk about machzer grushasai, and we know that if a person's married, gets divorced, she marries somebody else, and then gets divorced or widowed from him, she's not allowed to go back to her first husband. However, the story is different when we're dealing with Mion. Nasan laget vechzira. Let's say he gave his wife who's a ketana get, and then he remarried her. Me'anabai. Then she did Mion to him. Vinis is la'acher, and she married somebody else. Vinis armalin is garsha, and then she became widowed or divorced from that second husband of hers. Muteris lachzer lai. She's allowed to go back to this first husband of hers. And that's because since she did Mion after she received the get, it's as if she was never married to this husband in the first place. However, Me'anabai, let's say she did Mion to him first, Vechzira, and then he remarried her, and then Nasan Laget, he gave her a get, and Venis is La'acher, and she married somebody else, Venis Armon is Garsha, and she got widowed or divorced from him, Asur La'achzer Lai, she is not allowed to go back to this original husband of hers. And then she tells us Zaklal, this is the rule. Get Acher Mion, Asur La'achzer Lai, if he gave her a get after she did Mion, she's not allowed to go back to him if she married somebody else in the interim. Whereas Me'anacher Get, if she did Mion after he gave her a get, Muteris La'achzer Lai, she is allowed to go back to him, even though she married somebody else in the interim. And moving on to Mishnah Hey with similar cases, Hama'enes Be'ish. Let's say she does Mion to her first husband, Vinis La'acher, and she marries a second husband, Vigersha, and then he divorced her, La'acher, Me'anabai. Let's say she married a third husband and she did Mion to him, La'acher, she married a fourth husband, Vigersha, and he divorced her, La'acher, she married a fifth husband, Me'anabai, and then she did Mion to him. So, Kol She'yatzes Himenu Beget, anyone whom she was divorced by a get, Asur La'acher Lai, she's not allowed to go back to him, because that's considered a full Gershin, and since she married somebody else in the interim, she has the Isser of Machzer Grushasai. However, B'Meon, if she left him because of Mion, Muteris La'achzer Lai, she is allowed to go back to him, even though she married somebody else in the interim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.